Elias. That's the Greek word used to translate the Hebrew word chesed. And chesed means covenant loyalty. God is loyal to his covenant. He will never, could not, ever, would not ever break his word. And especially in this case, this covenant is in the blood of his son that he gave for all men. When we come to understand that, when we come before that throne of grace, where the seat of his grace, those benefits and blessings take place, when we stand there understanding that God is a God of covenant and that covenant loyalty will supersede anything and everything, that we may lay hold to Elias, covenant loyalty, and Churesco to discover grace. And then I remember going through this years ago in to the Boethia, the Eucharis Boethia. And you remember, anybody remember frapping? Y'all remember frapping? Yeah, it's a nautical term where you wrap something around a wooden ship that was coming apart and you pull it together. It holds together. You have frapped the ship. That's why the word is used translated help. Eucharis is good or well time. You, good, well, charis, time, good time. We come before the throne of grace in order to have a good time being frapped. You know, I'm sorry, it came out of nowhere. If you understood this, you wouldn't ever have to make yourself, quote, go pray. You would be dancing across the room into that place where you can close the door and enter before the throne of grace. Because you would know that you're going to have a good time being helped because of his covenant loyalty. Because of how much he loves you. It's such a different vantage point, viewpoint, than what people who are involved in religion think you have to go and do, act, say, speak, put that effort. No, it's a delight. I'll leave you with one more thought. I'll stop. Colossians 1, 13, which is a part of that I speak over you guys virtually every day, that we are delivered out from the exousia, the authority of darkness, and some say translated, some say transformed. And as I went and dug up this word, I was surprised at what it means. It's metastemi. Metastemi, okay? You can hear the meta in the first part and then histemi. Meta is with, histemi is to stand or standing if you were using it as a noun, right? So, think about what we just said, coming before that throne, understanding that Jesus sees everything, that he knows everything about you, that the word of God is involved in fixing, in frapping, in taking care of, in energizing because it's alive, it's living every single facet of your life, and that's who he is, and that's what he does, and you never have to be afraid because he completely understands. That's why he came and shed his blood on our behalf, okay? When you get to that point, we've been delivered out from the authority of darkness, and we've been placed into the kingdom of, and I'll get that part, with standing. Never thought about it that way before. I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of times I've quoted, spoken, said this verse of scripture, and yet after I looked it up, it's like, how beautiful is that? We've been delivered from the authority of darkness, and we've been placed with standing in the kingdom ruled by the purposeful goodwill of the Son of God, through whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. We've been made the righteousness of God in him. Because we have been, remember Ezekiel 37, and we looked into it, and it says that you've been washed with the water, you've had a new heart put in you, and a new spirit. I've put my spirit in you. And that's what Jesus was describing to Nicodemus out of John chapter 3, being born from above, being born of water and spirit. We can walk into the very presence of God Almighty without fear, and unlike anybody in the old covenant, without being destroyed by the sheer presence of it, because you can't put sin before God. We don't have any. It's been clean. It's been washed to the point to where we can walk before the very throne of God Almighty, Elyon, the Most High God himself, and speak. We can go there with standing because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Father, I thank you so much for your words this morning. Jesus, I believe that what you intend for each of them to receive will happen as your word is planted in them. It's conceived and grows, affecting their lives and lives of others. Hallelujah.